93.7 The River, 93 minutes, nonstop, commercial-free. There goes Queen, Dog and Joe Show today, 10:30. If you can, swing by for the Dog and Joe Show after show. Today is when we're going to do the Lego walk. And we have quite a few Legos. We don't have enough. So if you tune in and you watch the after show and you're not happy with the amount of Legos.
Are we doing it today?
Well, we told everyone we would do it today.
We don't have the Legos.
Well, we got yours.
Oh, that's nowhere near enough.
You don't think that's enough Legos to do it?
No. Okay. I have a tiny, tiny amount because my son threw a fit when I tried to bring him in. He thinks we're going to break them. Because what he said was, and I wasn't going to tell you this, and I'm sorry to say this to you right now.
Yeah.
Spring it on you. But he said, Craigie's a little too chubby to be standing on my Legos.
Oh, really? Really? Because I thought what you were going to say, he said, was that I don't want you and your stinky feet, Dad, walking on my Legos.
No, that wasn't it at all. It was more about your weight and the fact that they would be smashed into the ground.
Yeah, like an elephant walking over toys.
Yeah.
The Legos are going to embed themselves into my feet, into my cankles.
And he wants them back.
Oh, yeah, because if I stepped on them, they would just go right into my bloodstream.
Yeah, be gone.
So I think we're going to do it. If, in fact, you guys in the after show don't think there are enough Legos, I'll bring in the Legos from home. And I'm not going to go into the whole story as to why I didn't bring my 75-million-pound drum of Legos in. I'll save that for the after show.
Perfect.
So the deal was, is there was some Lego Walker guy, and he did it on TV, and we're like, hey, Joe's like, man, we should do that.
And I want to.
And then we thought, okay, well, we'll take our shoes and socks off, and we'll see who can go the longest distance over the Legos barefooted. And so we said we would do it today. We've got a little bit of Legos. So if you don't think it's enough, we'll do it today and on Monday with even more Legos. In fact, we'll just start walking without shoes everywhere we go with Legos on the bottoms of our feet.
What are you guys going to do next month? We're going to walk without shoes on over Legos.
Yes. Yep. Oh, are you teasing me about how long it takes? To get the Legos in here? No, we will do it today.
I am now, yeah.
We'll do it today. Dana said she's going to do it, and I think everyone's putting the money on Dana because Dana has those dainty little female feet.
Dana has women's feet.
Yeah, but they're extra strong because she's given birth, and everyone knows that women have big, birthy feet after they give birth. And I don't mean they're big and ugly. I just mean they're strong.
Well, they're called birthing feet for a reason.
Yes.
I mean, that's a term for a reason.
Hey, want to see our toes on the after show? Yeah, why wouldn't you? 10:30. Make sure you follow and like us.
That girl's got strong birthing feet.
That's a compliment, Dana.
Yeah.
Poor Dana. She's in there eating a donut right now. She's pregnant, and we're in here talking about her birthing feet.
Well, how do you think they get them?
Yeah, she's got what they call baby hooves.
Oh, God.
Join us today, 10:30 on the after show. 93 minutes nonstop, commercial free. Here's the Who.